The Golden State Warriors made a political statement over the weekend. Superstar Steph Curry said he would not take part in a celebration at the White House if the team received the traditional championship invitation. That led President Donald Trump to tweet that the Warriors wouldn't be invited anyway. There's been plenty of back and forth since then, including mass demonstrations before sporting events all across the country. On Sunday, Warriors coach Steve Kerr published an open letter to President Trump in Sports Illustrated. Part of the letter reads, quote, "Internally, we discussed whether it would be possible to just go and meet as private citizens and have a serious, poignant discussion about some of the issues we're concerned about. But he's made it hard for any of us to actually enter the White House because what's going on is not normal," close quote. Coach Kerr relayed his words through Sports Illustrated senior writer Chris Ballard, who shared these thoughts with us today.
As you can imagine, there was a lot of response from the players. You know, Steph spoke about it that day, and Durant and Draymond, and Kerr did, and he spoke quite eloquently and forcefully. And afterwards, I approached him and said, you know, obviously you feel strongly about this. We think it'd be interesting for you to have a first-person essay as a way to make this a little more formal and flesh out your thoughts. And he was a journalist in high school and he did a little bit of writing for his college paper. He's a really good writer. So in this case, I sent it back to him via email Saturday night. And then Steve, I think by 10 or 10:30 p.m., emailed me back another version where he had done some edits and some ads. And he was pretty meticulous about it. I think for him, it's about the discourse. So take everything else out of it. It's the respect for the office and the way that you're going to communicate with people. And I think that's part of what he's so frustrated with, a lot of us are so frustrated with, but specifically Steve, because he's such a good communicator himself, and he realizes if you react to every perceived slight, name-calling, and you lash out at people, you're never going to have the respect of the people you're speaking to.